We all know the story of how Jesus turned water into wine. But did you know that when that miracle happened, there were only a handful of people that knew what Jesus had done? All the who's who were at that wedding, they just thought it was a never-ending flow of wine. They had no idea about the miracle. And it got me wondering, what if Jesus only showed it to that select few because he was preparing them for what they were going to encounter in the future? He was increasing their faith and their strength and their ability to believe to prepare them for the hardships down the road. And what if God does the same thing for us? It's a nice sentiment, isn't it? Well, guess what? I can prove it to you. And it's all today on She Read It Herself. Hi. Hi. How have you been? Anything new, crazy going on in your life? It's actually kind of quiet right now for me. I'm sitting here in front of a window and I'm watching a storm roll in. I'm listening to the wind chimes twinkle. I'm watching the leaves dance down the road as the winds come in and out right before it rains. And for some reason, I always feel so at peace right before a storm. And you know what? I didn't even plan this, but that is the perfect analogy for today. Even when we know there's a storm coming in our life, what would you say if I told you that you could feel totally at peace and completely prepared for it before it even happens? Well, that is the unexpected lesson I took from today's verses. It's certainly not what I thought I was going to get out of the story of Jesus turning water into wine, but by the end, I think you're going to be right there with me. But before we get to it, just in case you're new here, hi, I'm Natasha, and She Read It Herself is a podcast, but it's more like a little women's Bible study group. We're just a bunch of women who value our faith, but maybe if we're being honest, haven't really been the best about actually reading our Bibles and seeing what the scripture has to say. And I don't just mean what we've heard from our pastor telling us that the scripture says or we learned in Sunday school a decade ago, and that is all good. It's great even. But I, for one, had no idea I don't know how else to describe it other than insane levels, like my relationship with God and my understanding of what He wants for my life has just taken off simply by reading my scripture for myself. Just one-on-one, me and God. And if you want to know how I got started reading my Bible in a way that wasn't a chore, you know, completely boring and unapplicable, you can go back to episode 1, The Sign, and we lay out there all the steps. But if you're here with us today, welcome, and let's get started. First, I want you to get yourself in a good place. I want you to take a deep breath and let it out. I want you to feel your shoulders drop a little. I want you to feel your jaw unclench, feel your brows relax, and let's get in a good, settled spot to really hear what God's trying to tell us today. We're picking up right in John chapter 2, and it's basically the story of how Jesus turned water into wine, but let's really see what else we can get from this. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My hour has yet to come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now let's pause here for a sec. First off, don't be put off by the way Jesus is talking to Mary. I know when I first read it, I was like, geez, that's kind of rude. But once I did a little research, it's actually more that it's lost in translation, the meaning of the words in Hebrew to what they've then been translated into that we're reading right now. It's more meant to be kind of him saying, what do you expect of me? What do you want me to do about it? Now, don't you just love Mary's reaction? Isn't it just like such a mom thing? Her child is like, why are you involving me? What do you want me to do? And she just kind of ignores it. And she tells the servants, do whatever he tells you. Because she has faith in her son. She already knows he's going to do something great. And she lays the groundwork for that to happen. Gotta appreciate the moms. And then we read about the miracle itself. Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, fill the jars with water. So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, now, draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet. And they did so. And the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, everyone brings out the choice wine first and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now. The master of the banquet had no idea what had happened, nor did Jesus reveal it to any of the guests. He saved this miracle for the servants, Mary, and the disciples. And we finish in verse 11. What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Do you remember in last episode how we talked all about Jesus rewarding our strength by having greater strength? We have faith in him, and then he shows us even more. All of those, I hate to use the word magical because it's not magic, but yeah, like magical, incredible moments where you just know God has answered your prayer. He gives us those to increase our strength so that we are stronger for whatever is next to come. And that's what he did right here for the disciples and for Mary. He was preparing them for their calling. So what does this tell us about God now? How can this apply to our modern, everyday lives? No matter what situation we're currently in or we might run into down the road, maybe we don't need to be afraid of how we'll handle it or how it'll turn out. I know where there's a situation where I just know God wants me to do something, but I'm kind of afraid to do it because, well, I'm focusing on my own abilities, my own weakness. But these verses here, they show me a lesson that we are going to see so many more times down the road. It is not about me or my skills or lack thereof. It's about taking peace and knowing that God can handle it just fine. He will not ask us to do something that he won't prepare us for. Just like with Mary and the disciples, he showed them the miracle so they would believe he was preparing them. He'll prepare me, and then he will give me the strength to see it through. It's kind of like with this podcast. I was really scared to start this. I was scared that in the past, I've had really cool ideas. I tried being an artist for a while, set up an Etsy shop. I've done a few other random things, worked in TV for a little while, but I never really see them through. I don't end up having the big successful dream of, you know, being a full-time artist or making it on TV. It kind of peters out at some point, and I've come to think of that as a flaw in myself. That somehow I'm one of those people that doesn't see things through. It's kind of a crappy perspective, but hey, being totally transparent here with you. So when I really felt like God was calling me to do this podcast, it took a year and a half of consistently feeling it and seeing it over and over again that this was what God wanted me to do, and me pushing back, maybe later. It's not the right time right now. I hear you, God, and I want it. I see it too, but I'm not ready yet. And so when I finally decided, okay, Holy Spirit, I will start now, because everything just perfectly aligned. There were so many signs, and I will tell you about that another time, but just know it was the time to start. And I was afraid. I was afraid I would fail. I felt the calling, but I was thinking about my own abilities. When in reality, when I look back, God has been preparing me for this for a long time. You know, just this morning, and this is just going to be a quick little tidbit, but just this morning, I noticed on my Instagram. So on my Instagram, at Ms. Pink Munster, it has been years, and oh my gosh, I've been doing this since Sam was born, 2008. So years of sharing my life with the internet, and I worked really hard to grow my following. And I knew when I started this podcast and I started marketing it on my Instagram because I have that platform, I felt like God gave me that platform. Now I need to use it. But I knew that as soon as I started talking about Christianity, I was going to lose a lot of followers. And just this morning, I noticed I've lost about 400 since I started episode one of this podcast. But do you know what my quiet time verse was yesterday when I sat down to do my own time with God and reading my scriptures? It was John 14:18, where Jesus is telling his disciples, "The world does not hate you. It hates what I represent." I had just read that yesterday. And I'm sorry if I'm connecting too many dots here, but I believe God was preparing me in reading that verse for today with noticing I've lost all those followers. It's not about me. I don't need to take it personally. It's because of what I'm preaching, and maybe those people just aren't ready to hear it yet. It really doesn't matter the reason. The point is, he doesn't give us a task and then throw us in the deep end to figure it out for ourselves. He prepares us way ahead of time. He knows all that is and is to come. How can you not take peace in that? And now when we close, I'll ask the question, what are you going to do with this? How can we obey with what we've learned today? How can we apply it? For me, it's to stop feeling shameful and inadequate when it comes to my calling. It's obviously good to be humble and not be like, oh, I am so amazing. I can totally do this and it will totally be successful because I have faith in myself. But I also have to remind myself not to swing the other way and be afraid of fulfilling my calling because of what I think my weaknesses are, because it's not about either. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He will strengthen me. He will strengthen you before the battle or the calling, just like he's doing here with Mary and the disciples. And he'll do it in a loving way. I bet they didn't even realize it when it was happening. And you know what? That certainly applies to me too. So as we wrap this up, I hope maybe you had the same light bulb moment that I did in reading this. I certainly never thought about this when I learned about Jesus turning water into wine. It was all about the miracle. But this is a great example of how when we read it for ourselves, we can get unexpected outcomes. Oh, it just gets me all excited. So I hope you took something from it. If you did, as always, I love hearing from you guys. You can send me a DM on Instagram at MsPinkMonster. And if you wouldn't mind just helping me to grow this community, because I see this thing going big, you guys. I see us having just a whole bunch of like-minded women supporting each other, encouraging each other, and strengthening each other. And when we do that, girls, who knows what we can accomplish? But one day at a time, so share it with a friend if you don't mind. And be sure to hit that subscribe or follow button, whatever it is on your app of choice. That way you get these whenever they come out. All right, my friends. I gotta run to school pickup. You've got places you need to be, so mwah, mwah, mwah. I really do love you. And I can't wait to see you next time. Okay, bye.